Chapter 2. Jamie Taylor. The next day, Andrea arrived at school early. She was happy to see all her friends again after the long summer holiday. They had a new class teacher, Mr. North, and most of the students were trying to decide if they liked him. The class teacher was responsible for the students in his class, but he didn't teach them unless they were studying his subject. Every morning, in a special book, the class teacher wrote the names of the students who were at school that day and those who had not come to school. He also helped the students if they had any problems. He was more of a counsellor than an educator. Andrea thought he looked friendly. The teacher wrote his name on the board and said, "Good morning, I'm Mr. North and I'm your class teacher for the year. Please come to me if you've got any problems. This is your final year at school, and I hope this is going to be a good year for you. I teach science, so if any of you are taking A-level science, I'll also be your subject teacher. Now, let me give you your new timetable for the year." Just then, the classroom intercom sounded. "Excuse me, Mr. North," said Mrs. Parker. "Can Andrea Holmes come to my office, please?" "Okay, but I'm about to give the class their new timetable," said Mr. North. "Andrea can get the timetable later," said Mrs. Parker. "Send her to my office immediately, please." Mr. North looked round the room. "Which of you is Andrea Holmes?" he asked. Andrea stood up, embarrassed. She didn't want to go to Mrs. Parker's office. She knew Mrs. Parker wanted her to meet Jamie and take him to the classroom. Andrea walked slowly to Mrs. Parker's office, feeling very irritated. "Doesn't Mrs. Parker realise I've got a boyfriend and he might be jealous?" she thought. "I don't need her to control my social life." Mrs. Parker's door was open and Andrea heard her laughing. "Hello, Andrea," she said, smiling. "Come and meet Jamie." A tall, good-looking boy with green eyes and a long blonde ponytail was standing next to Mrs. Parker's desk. "Hi, Andrea. I'm Jamie," he said, looking into her eyes. Andrea sensed that he could read her thoughts. It wasn't a comfortable feeling. Andrea didn't like boys with ponytails and thought Jamie would look much better if he had shorter hair. She preferred boys with dark hair and dark eyes, like her boyfriend Tom. "Jamie," Mrs. Parker began, "Andrea is an excellent student. She's also the chief editor of the school newspaper. I want her to show you the school and introduce you to everybody. You can help Andrea with the newspaper. I know you're an expert on the supernatural, and I'm sure many of our students are also interested in it. So, Jamie, will you write articles about the supernatural for the newspaper?" "Of course, Mrs. Parker," said Jamie. He looked at Andrea and smiled. Jamie had a nice smile, and Andrea gave a little smile back, although she didn't want to. Then Andrea became serious again. "I don't think the supernatural is a good subject for the newspaper," she said. "Andrea, I'm sorry, but I want you to give Jamie an opportunity to write for the newspaper," said Mrs. Parker firmly. "If the students don't like his articles on the supernatural, Jamie can write about other things." Andrea felt humiliated and a little angry. She was the chief editor of the newspaper, not Mrs. Parker, but she knew she couldn't argue with the headmistress. Andrea took Jamie back to the class, but the bell rang before they arrived. Andrea was pleased the lesson was over. Now she didn't have to introduce Jamie to anybody. Suddenly, Andrea saw Melanie coming out of a different classroom. "Hi, Andrea," said Melanie, happy to see her friend. "Isn't it nice to be back and see everybody again?" Melanie turned to Jamie. "Well, hello there," she said with a big smile. "Andrea, introduce your friend." Andrea introduced Jamie to Melanie, seeing her friend's interested face. "Jamie is from Canada," she explained. "He's spending a year in Britain and he'll be studying with us here at Thornhill High. Mrs. Parker asked me to show him the school." Be careful, Andrea, or your boyfriend Tom will be jealous, said Melanie. Andrea was embarrassed. Why does Melanie always say such stupid things? She thought. So, you're from Canada, Melanie continued. I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls. Have you been there? Yes, of course I've been to Niagara Falls, answered Jamie. I live in Toronto, which is only 2 hours from there by car. Mrs. Parker wants Jamie to work on the newspaper with us, said Andrea quietly. Do you work on the school newspaper too, Melanie? Asked Jamie, looking into her eyes. Melanie's face became a little red. Yes, I do, she said. So we'll see you at the meeting next week, Jamie. She turned to Andrea. He can meet the others in the team. Andrea was angry with Melanie. She didn't want Jamie to come to the meeting. Melanie, the meeting next week is only for the editors, said Andrea. It isn't a general meeting. We've got important things to decide. So Jamie can help us, said Melanie enthusiastically. The meeting sounds great, said Jamie. I'd like to come. Oh, all right, said Andrea unhappily. It's at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, downstairs in the newsroom. That's the special classroom where we work on the newspaper. Now I have to go and get my books from the classroom before the next lesson. Bye. I'm sure Melanie is attracted to Jamie, Andrea thought as she walked to her classroom. He probably likes her too. Melanie is always very friendly to everybody. Why didn't Mrs. Parker choose her to be Jamie's special friend instead of me?